Even before California voters approved Proposition 20 back in 1972, the creation of a publicly accessible trail running the full length of California's coastline was a long-held dream of conservationists. 40 years after the passage of that landmark initiative, which created the California Coastal Commission and established a mandate for the trail, considerable progress has been made. But Una Glass, executive director of Coastwalk in Sebastopol, says the first two-thirds were the easy part.
We're about 65% done with having a trail that goes all the way from Oregon to Mexico, which is 1,200 miles. A third of the coast is owned by state parks, so it's not too hard to get coastal trail done when you're within the parks. And then there's, of course, a lot of regional parks and federal parks that also own coastland. The tough part is the areas where there's private property right along the coast and no public access. So we're working on that part.
Some extended stretches of the coastline run through densely populated urban areas. But Glass says those aren't necessarily the places where completing the trail is most challenging.
Santa Monica Bay is all public beach, all the way from Malibu down to Palos Verdes. So that's a pretty long stretch of coastal trail in an extremely urbanized area. But then there are other little places like, for example, Malibu, where people have their houses right up to the water. There's not a lot of public access there, so it's kind of hard to determine exactly where the coastal trail should go in that area.
The biggest challenge, as they work to bridge the remaining gaps in the trail, is living up to the standards established 9 years ago in Senate Bill 908.
That report sets forward that the trail shall be located within sight, sound, or smell of the sea. That's a pretty big problem in some areas like around the Gaviota Coast and some areas around Sonoma County, Mendocino County. There can actually be miles of private property between the public road and the beach.
The 40th anniversary of Prop 20 and the Coastal Commission is being widely celebrated this summer, including a legislative reception at the state capitol Tuesday night, co-hosted by North Bay Assemblyman Michael Allen.
There's still lots of work to be done. There needs to be fundraising involved and also increasing public awareness. So part of this is to make sure that all the legislators are on board and are aware of the Coastal Trail Initiative, and then asking them to do their part with public education in their areas of the state so that we can move forward.
The coastline runs through roughly a third of California's legislative districts, and most of those representatives have been active supporters. But Allen says it's crucial to reach out to other lawmakers as well.
I haven't actually heard of anyone coming out publicly saying they're not interested. We know who the stalwarts are, but we're trying to wake up everybody to this initiative.
How much it will cost to complete the trail is unknown. State bond funds and collaborations with local governments along the coast will be needed to do the numerous smaller connecting projects. But already, says Coastwalk's Glass, the California Coastal Trail is seeing lots of use.
The trail in some places is the boardwalk at Venice Beach in Los Angeles. Well, obviously a lot of people use that. The Cordham Trail here in Sonoma County is part of the Coastal Trail, and thousands of people use that every year. Then there are other really remote areas like the Lost Coast in Humboldt County. There you have to backpack in to get to parts of it, and it's not as widely used.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.